Hi, everyone. Welcome to the special simulcast of the Neil Haley Show and Celebrity Interviews Live from the Grotto with Greg Hanna. Greg, what's going on, man? How are you?
I'm doing great. I can't wait to talk to our guest.
Yeah, I'm excited about our guest, JT Jester, author, entrepreneur. JT, how are you, man?
I'm
And
doing.
it's the whole thing is Jester really your last name? That's the first question I have to ask.
So Jester is has a little story behind it, and it's a pen name for me with my books, and it's been a fun little journey. And Jester, I'll tell you why here a little bit later on.
Okay, a little bit later on, he's keeping us in suspense, Greg.
Man, I can't believe it. That's amazing.
Yeah,
To think.
so let's find out first the story how you became an entrepreneur. How did that start?
Well, thank you guys first off for having me on, and I guess my entrepreneur side of things in life has been, I'll give you a little story of how my life was shaped, and now that why I'm an author and a public speaker, and what I'm doing with all that. So I was born with a syndrome called Vectoral syndrome. It's a birth defect that affects the body in different ways. Each patient is different. And for myself, at birth, they didn't know that I was going to be diagnosed with this. And so upon my arrival, my parents and the doctors quickly found out that I had Vectoral syndrome. And what the birth defect primarily affected me with is what they call you can have from GI issues to spinal cord problems to limb deformities, cardiovascular issues, and anal and atresia and some different aspects. And so for me, I had the GI side of things. So from the top of my esophagus all the way down to my anus, it was compromised. I had tracheoesophageal fistulas, which are like endless pathways that don't connect anywhere. And the doctors had to immediately perform surgery on me and start to figure out what was going on. And so the first repair was of the tracheoesophageal fistulas. And then from there, I had a colostomy bag
Oh,
because they
man.
found out that I had a imperforated anus, is what they call it. So I had a colostomy bag for several years of my life while they continued to work on my lower GI and slowly put me back together. And so the lower, so I had a resectioning of my colon. About 18 inches of my colon were removed. And then they ended up reversing the colostomy after they did what they call the pull-through surgery to fix the imperforated anus. And so throughout this journey in my younger age, I had quite a few surgeries. I think by the time I was 16 years old, I had about 16 operations.
Oh my God.
And they can and from there continue to have different things happen. So as I got older, I had what they called tethered spinal cord that comes along with Vectoral syndrome. And so as I was growing, basically the spinal cord is supposed to float freely between your vertebrae, and mine had attached the sacrum nerves. And so as I was growing, it was pulling like a rubber band, getting tighter and tighter, and causing different pain down the legs and loss of bladder control, and we didn't know what was going
Oh
on.
my
And
goodness.
so from there, the doctors did an MRI and diagnosed me with the tethered spinal cord. So part of my life journey has been a lot about this medical side of things and dealing with that and continuously dealing with that. I have different things that I have to do on a day-to-day basis. I still have no bowel control. I have no motility for the lower GI. So I do a glorified enema every day through a port that they developed where they put it in my belly button. And it's pretty amazing. I catheterize myself through my belly button and I put in 500 cc's of this glorified enema in an IV bag. And that flushes out my lower system, my GI. And it's been a blessing just how easy and simple it is to use. But the medical is the one aspect of my life, and then comes the education. And I struggled learning and reading and writing growing up. And so, with the medical being first and foremost, we put the education kind of on the back burner. So from first grade to fifth grade, we, you know, were really focused on a lot of medical things. But as I got to that fifth grade, the teachers, you know, continuously said, you know, JT's out of the hospital or out of the school for 200 and some days at a time here. He'll catch up. He'll catch up. Well, I wasn't catching up. And so in that fifth grade year, we ended up finding a program that after trying many learning programs, we found one called Tatum Reading that was just so beneficial for me and took me from a non-reader. And it within several months became a reader and then went throughout middle school being homeschooled in the program. And then from there going back to high school and then going on to college, which is something I never thought would be possible and have been a blessing. So, yeah. And so, you know, with those sort of footnotes there of my journey, you know, it took me to college and, I'll step back just a second here. When I was in fifth grade, I was at a school that basically the administration at the time, it was a private school, said the headmaster specifically came up to me, a fifth grader, and said, you know, because I wasn't keeping up with the other kids, I wasn't performing at the level of my class. And he said to me in the hallway at the end of a school day, said, JT, unfortunately, you can't keep up with the other kids and you won't be able to come to school here anymore.
Oh my goodness.
And, wow. And so that was, you know, a big life-changing moment because as a fifth grader, I went home crying and ran home and remember laying on the kitchen floor, hitting the floor and just telling my mom and dad that all I want to be able to do is read and write like every other kid.
Wow. You know, JT, this is amazing. I'm so sorry you went through so much. You know, if we had an hour, I'd love to hear the whole life story and go through the whole thing, but we only got 15 minutes and we've only got like four left. And first of all, I want to know, man, you're rocking a Submariner Rolex, one of my favorite. Tell us about how you got that.
Well, you know, with what I'm doing is, you know, putting a lot of hard work in with my stuff, but I've been blessed to be able to, participate in our family business and with that you know have had some great success in that and we manage assisted living and skilled nursing facilities as well as apartment facilities and so
beautiful.
That's the business side but you know my journey has been majority is all about my books and No Bad Days being my most recent book.
All right. So tell us quickly about No Bad Days, but I guess No Bad Days. And so when you can talk about a little bit of the family business. So, you know, 15 minutes is hard when you get that opportunity to get on the mic, but man, your story to say how Greg, I think what he's told us when we feel bad about ourselves, Greg, we just got to look and listen to what he's gone through and how he has a smile on his face and say, man, I better not think about any of my troubles or problems compared to what you've gone through. And, you know, it's your faith and also but tell us about No Bad Days.
Yeah. So I guess, some important messages that I have learned throughout this journey of life, that we all have challenges. We all have a story that's being written every day. And the good Lord is, you know, writing that story with us. And, you know, in this book, No Bad Days, it talks all about you know, my journey, but many other individuals' journeys and their business failures and their successes, and then their medical challenges, their education challenges. And, you know, some of the most important takeaways that I've learned is that it's important to find your tribe, find the people that you want to be surrounded by, the people that are going to help you in those hard times, help you in the good times and be there as support. And then to share your story. You know, I think that being able to express what you've been through is very crucial because it helps other people open up to you, learn from you, and in return creates a trust factor that is so beneficial for in the business world or, you know, outside of that, just as a friendship side of things too, and breaking down those walls and creating that relationship. And then learning to fall, you know, with life, we're going to fall, whether that is in your faith journey or if that's in your your medical side of things and in health side of things or business. And, you know, being able to pick yourself back up and to carry on is so, so important. And this book, you know, has many tools in it to help sort of, ways that myself, but not just myself, individuals that have, you know, done other successful things in life and how they've gotten through those failures and challenges.
So it's powerful. And I'm going to go right to Greg. And this is, I think, what we need to put on like a wall, right, Greg? No bad days.
Yeah.
He's an IT, so JT. So, oh my gosh. And then as an entrepreneur, business owner myself, if I could put no bad days, I'm going to let Greg go have the question, because I mean, blown away about the story, but I'm blown away about the entrepreneurship, but also how he keeps such a happy, go lucky feeling with the challenge he has. What question do you have, Greg, for him?
Yeah, that's amazing. Well, you know, JT, I've got one question I ask all my guests. Yeah. And what's the most important thing you've ever learned?
I love that. I think the most important thing I've ever learned is never to give up. And I mean, I've seen it first and foremost in the medical side of things. And, you know, when you're a child in a hospital and you're walking down the hallway and you look in one room and you see this kid and you say, "Dad, that kid's not as sick as me." You go down one more room, "Dad, that kid's a little bit sicker than me." And it puts life, well, then you come back in the following week and both those kids aren't there. First kid was discharged, mm-hmm. Second kid passed away. But the life lesson that came from that is that every day is a blessing and we have to put our best foot forward to live this life and not to give up in those challenging times.
That's amazing. Love that.
It's a powerful thing, Greg, that you have to put these sayings in a book, right? All the sayings what'd you learn in life, but kind of going back, JT, business-wise. Now, you know, this book is going to help entrepreneurs as well. What would you say your entrepreneur journey? You talked about the whole health thing, but I want to get a quick version of how did you, was it a family business the whole time or did you kind of bring a certain perspective in what you've done?
Yeah. I think that's, you know, obviously it's a big question in the fact that I've been very blessed to be involved in a family business, but I think honestly, the entrepreneurial side of things is for me has been taking my story and writing a book about it and then sharing it. But most importantly is I put together a foundation, and the entrepreneurial side of that has been, you know, for me, someone who loves people, but has a hard time asking individuals for money and being able to go out there and really stretch myself in that genre, but also to be able to create a very successful foundation that we're able to give back to so many families and provide them with medical supplies and housing while they're undergoing medical treatment for their children.
Wow. It's like your own little St. Jude's going on there.
Well, it's been truly a blessing to me because I've learned so much from these individuals and just being able to give back to something so important to me.
All right. So where can we find info on the foundation?
Yeah, so jtjester.com is the easiest way to come across everything. But then Instagram, jtjesterspeaks, and all other social media is jtjesterspeaks. And those can guide you in the direction of anything throughout both of those.
You know, Greg, like I said, if just hear him out and then see his inspiring days of no bad days, we're going to have to live that and put that on our wall. No bad days, especially when we do have those challenges, but not to the level that JT and how he overcomes them. And now he's helping in this foundation. We really appreciate you coming by.
Well, thank you. I want to close with one thing. The fact that there are no bad days. There's only hard ones. And we get through those together.
Exactly. And that's how we only learn and grow is through those bad days. Because if everything was easy and it was not a challenge, what would be the purpose of life? Except to overcome these challenges and keep going. So we appreciate it, JT.
Thank you guys so much for this opportunity.
You're welcome. That was a special simulcast, The Neil Haley Show and Celebrity Interviews Live from the Grotto with Greg Hanna. Guys, take care.